Oh man, it remains one of my favorite jams when it comes to motivating myself. You know when you gotta power yourself up to do something, and especially when I go to a comedy show or something, I need that music that gets you fired up. And this right here is my number one jam that I rock in my headsets. And the man who is responsible for this here jam is in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Male Murare.
Murare.
Murina.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you so much for joining me, my brother. Thank you so much. And welcome to Pelly.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Ah, fire things, man. Fire things. So, how's it been, man? What are you rocking in your car right now? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to my new album.
Oh, damn.
I'm not the biggest fan of my work. But now that I'm working on an album, I'm always playing my new songs, trying to see if I can change there or put in some beef here and there. So, yeah,
Yeah, but you see now, you're not listening to yourself. Now you're just being critical of your work. Because as an artist, it's very difficult. I know, Linda, I act, right? Yeah, but I don't watch my movies. It's hard, man. It's hard to look at it and enjoy it.
It's like having to take your real self and this other one that is on set or in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, is that really me? So, yeah.
It's quite difficult. It's quite difficult. But look, you're a dope artist, man. I'm a big fan of your work. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you in studio today. Let's get a bit of background on you. But where exactly in Limpopo are you from? Where did you grow up? And how did that shape your hip-hop influences?
Look, I'm from and I was born in Limpopo province, Kukune district, Rapahla village, Makunutamara municipality, Rapahla, next to the mountains there, next to a school called Mandla High School. There was nothing special about the village. The only thing that was that had value was that, you know, growing up in the village, you learn to respect people, you learn to appreciate life as it is, you know, those kind of people who eat what they are given, who wear they are given, you know, so you get to respect what life is. I went to primary there and high school, and then after that I came to Gauteng in 2009.
So,
I went to a few colleges, never finished anything, always ran to get a job there, always, you know, no, so I never really finished anything. But until I fell in love with the music back in 2012, then I started learning how to make music.
Okay, but who are your influences when it comes to rap? So I want to sort of get a picture of, because I feel like your style is more rap than hip-hop.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying, it's more rhythm and poetry. It's more spoken word than it is you know, the trap, have that side of you. I'm sure that you do have that side of you, but I want to know who the influences were and who are you listening to that shaped your sort of musical influence.
I grew up listening to Park. I grew up listening to Eminem. I grew up listening to Curtis Jackson. No, Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
My favorite producers have always been Dre and Swizz. So yeah, so those are the kind of those are the people that I grew up listening to. That's why I make music that makes sense, you know. So,
That's why it makes sense, bro.
It makes sense
why your music makes sense.
Those were the times of gangster rap. People were speaking about the real stuff, everyday things that were happening. So I took it upon myself. That's why I don't make bubblegum music. You know, it is just in me.
And that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at, Tori. You know, did that sort of, because listening to your music and the way that you play around with words, and first of all, no rapaka English at some point, I'm sure.
When I was still learning, but I never really released the songs. I think I got two songs to English only.
I wanna hear those.
I'm more doper in English.
Oh dang, okay.
Yeah, it's all just right. That, you know, sometimes when people get to know you, they know you in a certain element and then they grab it and say, this is what we love about you. So until I'm a mega superstar, I can't do whatever I want. because I still need my people, you know.
Let me tell you something, man. It is coming. It is. You better be ready for it, because your people are going to push you, because you are representing them in the best way possible. And speaking of which, Sepedi Rap.
Yes.
You're a pioneer of it. Can I call you that?
What's the meaning of pioneer?
I mean, you're one of the founding... It's like HHP le Motswago.
No, I'm not.
No?
No. It's a big no.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's a big no. Look, my first song came out in 2015. My first song. Before then, there were artists who've been making hip-hop. Yes, you get the likes of him, the likes of Mopedi. It's a long list. It's a long list. And I once read a story somewhere where they were talking about the names that we just mentioned, and then someone came up and said, come on guys, don't act like you don't know me. Been doing this since the 90s. So I just took this whole hip-hop, this petty hip-hop, to another level. The whole other level, you know. That's what I did. But me coming up with it, no, it's not.
Okay. You can categorically say, But look, you came in and you gave it a beautiful twist, man. We're chilling with the man in studio, Malebo. In studio, the king of Pedi Rap is what they call him in the streets. I don't know if you claim the name as well.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. That's fine. I'll give it to you.
I'm the king.
That's it.
Nothing in the front.
All right. We got the king in studio.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be hanging out with him and finding out a little bit more. If you have anything you want to ask, 079-217-9999. It is Famous Friday on Pelly FM. It is Pelly FM 95.0 on a Super Friday. It's the 17th of Jan, and I'm honored to have in studio the king of Pelly Rap. He calls himself, he's just the king. Just the king. All right. King, you're right. You're good.
King is in the building.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. We're chopping it up, man, and finding it out. How has the industry been? It's kind of difficult to break in, especially when you have, Barking, a sort of a new genre?
Subgenre
type of thing, yeah. How are you finding that? And is it taking longer than you think it should?
Yeah, and another barrier is when you are enormously talented like me.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. Tokyo-ish.
Look, man, we know it's not about the talent no more. So when you're bringing the talent, it can be some sort of a problem for other people, you know? It's about the language as well. I'm having a problem with using my own mother tongue. A lot of people don't appreciate it. A lot of people feel like, in the industry, a lot of people feel like I'm bringing something new, so good and so heavy. It's going to delay what they already have. You understand? And another thing, there's just tribalism in the country. You can't run away from that.
Yeah,
you can't run away from that. And another one is the fact that other artists disrespect a lot, especially for using Sepedi in hip-hop. They feel like I'm not even making real hip-hop or real music. They want me to do very you know, so that they can respect me and feel like I'm really doing hip-hop. So the journey is not easy, my G. The journey is not easy, because now you take your music to Pelly, and at Pelly they respond you on an email and say your music is good, but we don't do that kind of content here, or contest, or your kind of music. It's not this, it's not that. And you find out where you come from, all the radio stations are playing the kind of music that comes from the place where you got rejected.
All right, let's just clarify. This is just an example. We rock your music.
I'm here. The king
is
here.
The king is here.
I was just making an example. So it's like that. Another one, it's the fact that, look, you cannot blow up or be big in other places before you can be big at your own home first. You got to impress your people first. They got to respect you and love you and put you where you're supposed to be. But it's a problem. It's a big problem. Where we come from, organizers, promoters, and everyone, they believe Khuru, we are just young, upcoming, forever.
Hey.
Look, man, I'm an international artist. I have an award for that.
Hey,
dog.
Hey, come on.
Look,
my man. Look, it's the chips are all against you. And according to the song Yadi Tau,
yes,
you like it when things are against you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That fuels you. That gives you that fire, that motivation. Let's talk about what you're doing. What is it that you're doing to counter all of these challenges that are coming through?
You know, a man without enemies is a man without motivation.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Because most of the times your enemies are standing on steady ground that says he won't go anywhere. And then you are standing on a shaky ground because you are facing challenges. So you got to make sure that you stand steady as well and make your ground steady, you know, like make it hard and work hard so that you can prove it to them. You know, doing things, trying to prove your point at most of the times is going to work because losing is never an option. I just told you that I grew up in the village where we didn't have this and that. We were only accepting what we were given, either as food or clothes or whatever, you know. So right now, at this age and time, I can't lose.
Mm-mm.
I can't back down.
Mm-mm.
I got nothing to back. I got nothing to go to.
Where are you going to back to?
Yeah, you understand. So this hate and all this that's happening is motivation to me. But at the end of the day, I'm a very respectful person. Listen to the Tao. The Tao says, how come pay a lady Tao? The Tao says, it means I'm still respecting these people. I'm referring them. You understand?
Oh,
I'm still referring them as lions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but Nevanga ntswalala na vuka mukhuku na vuka strain. I.
My brother, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, my brother, for coming through and gracing us with your presence. Your new project, Let's Talk New Music, and your sophomore album, I'm sure that it's coming, if it's not already out. Where can people find you, and how can they find your new music?
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikTok. It's Malibu SA everywhere. It's Malibu SA. Oh, yeah. Malibu SA everywhere. And then I have a website, www.malibu.co.za. Find some of my content there. You can even buy my music there if you don't want to stream. You can go there and buy my music.
Oh, what about now?
So, yeah. And then, yeah, for inquiries and bookings is management@malibu.co.za. I have an album coming. It's been 3 years. People have been waiting for the album. I've got that album and it's coming.
Malibu's living the building, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming, bro. Good luck with everything. Big fan of your work. And we shall talk, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you for having me. Thanks to your listeners for accepting me. Thank you, my G. And thanks, Peli. And thanks, Pitori. Pitori Kirai, I started my music journey here. So, yeah. I know you guys love me. So, yeah. Ngwago, rotlo vona na modi kone, modi staging.
Awe mbana. Hey!